AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Later this summer, Secretary of State John Kerry will raise the flag at the U.S. Embassy in Havana, reopening the shuttered facility for the first time since 1961. President Obama telling reporters at the White House,
"This is a historic step forward in our efforts to normalize relations with the Cuban government and people and begin a new chapter with our neighbors in the Americas."
Cuba will also reopen its embassy in Washington. The president also traveled to Nashville today to talk about the successes of the Affordable Care Act and to call for ways to improve the nation's health care system.
"America still spends more on health care than any other advanced nation, and our outcomes aren't particularly better. And so we know there's still a lot of waste in the system. We know that the quality of care isn't always where it needs to be."
The White House is calling on the states to expand Medicaid coverage for more people. The Justice Department is looking into whether airlines are colluding in order to grow at a slower pace as a way to keep airfares high. The AP has obtained a document in which the department has asked the carriers to provide information as part of an antitrust investigation. Since a series of mergers that began in 2008, American, Delta, Southwest, and United now control more than 80% of the seats in U.S. skies. They've eliminated unprofitable flights, filled more seats on planes, and worked to slow growth in order to command those higher airfares. Greece's finance minister insists his government and the country's creditors are very close to agreement on cost-cutting reforms, but he says they need to negotiate further. However, those talks apparently won't take place until after a Sunday referendum in which the voters in Greece are being asked to approve or reject budget savings being demanded by the creditors in exchange for more loans. This is AP Radio News. The Pentagon is trying to find ways to attract more Syrian rebels to a training program to fight Islamic State militants. Here's Sagar Magani.
The program's off to a very slow start. More than 6,000 Syrians have volunteered. Fewer than 100 have passed muster. The Pentagon wants to accept more, but Joint Chiefs Chairman Martin Dempsey says changing the way it screens volunteers to weed out extremists is off limits.
"We certainly won't take any shortcuts on vetting, however."
That could put U.S. trainers and the ultimate mission at risk. Dempsey says the Muslim Holy Month may be keeping some credible volunteers away. He hopes that changes when Ramadan ends in 2 weeks.
"Some of the ones we lost may come back."
Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
A 68-year-old man standing in waist-deep water has been bitten several times by a shark off North Carolina's Outer Banks. He is the seventh person attacked along the North Carolina coast in 3 weeks. There is no word on his condition. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.